So once you made that decision, at what did you decide to write your book, Walking My Way Back to Me?
Well, when I started losing weight, because I'm out there, okay? I'm in the community, and I do a lot of stuff, and I do a lot of events. Because I was so large, weight fell off me quite quickly in the beginning, and a lot of people started, you know, following me on Facebook and started following my story. But I started doing some motivational speaking for TOPS, which is Taking Off Pounds Sensibly. It's a group I used to belong to years ago. They had heard that I had lost a substantial amount of weight, and because I used to be a leader here in town of the TOPS organization, they invited me out just to talk to the group. That's where Mike Jennings, who was one of the group leaders at the time, and quite a few ladies that were listening to my very first presentation, all said, "You should write a book. This story of your aha moment. Like, we've all known you only to ever been large, and we're very secretive of all of your health issues. But now you're coming out and you're telling people what you were going through, which no one knew about. But you have an incredible story to tell, and you're inspiring us. But your aha moment is quite riveting, and it's a moment that, you know, certainly shook everybody up. And it, to this day, it shakes people up when I tell them. You know, like I describe it in detail. It's I don't hold anything back. So they said you should write a book, and that's kind of where it took off. I was doing a lot more motivational presentations. After every single one I would do, they kept saying, "You should write a book."
Write a book.
I wrote a book.
So you started. Okay, yeah. That's great.